We are now going to do an exercise that is a way to begin to try and experience that place where you are not your programming. There is no way anyone can fail at this exercise. We're just going to be looking at whatever you are feeling or thinking, so whatever comes up is just right. Close your eyes, get settled into your chair, and follow my voice. If you find yourself wandering, just gently come back to the sound of my voice. For a moment now, turn your attention to yourself in this room. Picture the room. Picture yourself in this room, exactly where you are. Now begin to go inside your skin and get in touch with your body. Notice how you are sitting in the chair. See if you can notice exactly the shape that is made by the parts of your skin that touch the chair. Notice any bodily sensations that are there. And as you see each one, just sort of acknowledge that feeling and allow your consciousness to move on. Now notice any emotions that you are having. And if you have any, just acknowledge them. Now, get in touch with your thoughts and just quietly watch them for a few moments. Now, I want you to notice that as you notice these things, a part of you noticed them. You noticed those sensations, those emotions, those thoughts. And that part of you, we will call the observer you. There is a person in there, behind those eyes, that is aware of what I am saying right now. And for the next 15 minutes or so, we'll be taking a look to see if that you has been there at other times in your life. If that observer you is maybe the most reliable, most stable part of your life. Now, I would like you to remember something that happened last summer. Just look around. Remember all the things that were happening then. Remember the sights, the sounds, your feelings. And as you do that, see if you can notice that you were there then, noticing what you were noticing. See if you can catch the person behind your eyes who saw and heard and felt. You were there then, and you are here now. I'm not asking you to believe this. I'm not making a logical point. I'm just asking you to note the experience of being aware and check to see if it isn't so that in some deep sense, the you that is here now was there then. The person aware of what you are aware of is here now and was there then. See if you can notice the essential continuity. In some deep sense, that observer you is here now, and it was there last summer. Now, I would like you to remember something that happened when you were a teenager. And when you have this in mind, just look around. Remember all the things that were happening then. Remember the sights, the sounds, your feelings. Take your time. And when you are clear about what you saw there, see if you can just for a second catch that there was a person behind your eyes then who saw and heard and felt all of this. You were there then too. And see if it isn't true that there is an essential continuity between the person aware of what you are aware of now and the person who is aware of what you were aware of as a teenager in that specific situation. You have been you your whole life. And now finally, remember something that happened when you were a fairly young child, say around the age of 6 or 7. And when you have that in mind, just look around. See what was happening. See the sights. Hear the sounds. Feel your feelings. And then catch the fact that you were there seeing, hearing, and feeling. Notice that you were there behind your eyes. You were there then, and you are here now. Check and see if, in some deep sense, the you that is here now was there then. You have been you your whole life. Everywhere you've been there noticing. And this is what I mean by the observer you. And from that perspective or point of view, I want you to look at some areas of living. Let's start with your body. Notice how your body is constantly changing. Sometimes it is sick, and sometimes it is well. It may be rested or tired. It may be strong or weak. You were once a tiny baby, but your body grew. You may have even had parts of your body removed, like in an operation. Your cells have died, and literally almost every cell in your body was not there as a teenager, or even last summer. Your bodily sensations come and go. Even as we have spoken, they have changed. So, if all this is changing, and yet the you that you call you has been there your whole life, that must mean that while you have a body, you do not experience yourself to be just your body. So just notice your body now for a few moments, and as you do this, every so often, notice that you are the one noticing. Now, let's go to another area, your roles. Notice how many roles you have or have had. Sometimes you're in the role of a mother or a father, a friend, a daughter, a wife, or a husband. Even now, part of you is playing a role, and that of the client. Yet all the while, notice that you are also present. The part of you that you call you is watching and aware of what you are aware of. And in some deep sense, that you does not change. So, if your roles are constantly changing, and yet the you that you call you has been there your whole life, it must be that while you have roles, you do not experience yourself to be just your roles. Do not believe this. This is not a matter of belief. Just look and notice the distinction between what you are looking at and the you that is looking. Now let's go to another area, emotions. Notice how your emotions are constantly changing. Sometimes you feel love and sometimes hatred, calm and then tense, joy, then sorrow, happiness, sadness. Even now you may be experiencing emotions, interest, boredom, relaxation. Think of things you have liked and don't like any longer, of fears that you once had that are now resolved. The only thing you can count on with emotions is that they will change. Though a wave of emotion comes, it will pass in time. And yet, while these emotions come and go, notice that in some deep sense, that you does not change. So it must be that while you have emotions, you do not experience yourself to be just your emotions. Allow yourself to realize this as an experienced event, not as a belief. In some very important and deep way, you experience yourself as a constant. You are you through it all. So, just notice your emotions for a moment, and as you do, notice also that you are noticing them. Now, let's turn to a most difficult area, your own thoughts. Thoughts are difficult because they tend to hook us and pull us out of our role as observer. If that happens, just come back to the sound of my voice. Notice how your thoughts are constantly changing. You used to be ignorant, and then you went to school and learned new thought. You have gained new ideas and new knowledge. Sometimes you think about things one way and sometimes another. Sometimes your thoughts may make little sense. Sometimes they seemingly come up automatically from out of nowhere. They are constantly changing. Look at your thoughts, even since you came in today, and notice how many different thoughts you have had. And yet, in some deep way, the you that knows what you think is not changing. So that must mean that while you have thought, you do not experience yourself to be just your thoughts. Do not believe this. Just notice it. And notice, even as you realize this, that your stream of thoughts will continue. And you may get caught up with them. And yet, in the instant that you realize that, you also realize that a part of you is standing back, watching it all. So now, watch your thoughts for a few moments, and as you do, notice also that you are noticing them. So, as a matter of experience and not of belief, you are not just your body, or your roles, your emotions, or your thoughts. These things are the content of your life, while you are the arena, the context, the space in which they unfold. As you see that, notice that the things that you've been struggling with and trying to change are not you anyway. No matter how this war goes, you will be there, unchanged. See if you can take advantage of this connection to let go just a little bit, secure in the knowledge that you have been you through it all. and that you need not have such an investment in all this psychological content as a measure of your life. Just notice the experiences in all the domains that show up, and as you do, notice that you are still here, being aware of what you are aware of. Now again, I'd like you to picture yourself in this room. And now picture the room. And when you are ready, come back into the room and open your eyes.